Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy. Season two, baby.
Season two. Oh my God, this feels like riding a bike.
I know. And we're very used to riding things.
Well, okay, apologies for the holiday, kids. We didn't anticipate taking such a large break.
Yeah.
But as I'm sure you can understand, time difference, connections, trying to figure out a sound way to do this has been a bit of an issue. So
yeah,
here we are, we're back at it.
And we just wanted to wait for a time when we had our shit together, we had tea to spill, we weren't just like panic recording. Oh, and do we have the tea? Do we have the tea? Oh my God. I think we should just jump straight in. Wait, should we do like a reintroduction or are we good?
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Okay, we can jump straight in.
I did like a little Q&A tonight being like, who wants to know what? And there was a resounding answer of, we just want to hear what Lucy's got going on in Italy. No one gives a fuck about me, which is fair enough.
It's just,
but Liz,
it's such an unlikely love story is what it is. People are shook.
Okay, fill everybody in.
I think we should do your roster updates first because I'm gagged. Okay. And on the edge of my seat.
Okay, so I've got myself in a bit of a dilemma.
Oh my God. It's the best kind of dilemma.
Yeah, okay. So everyone's like, what if, like, I did have a few questions. I lied before. I did have a few questions being like, what's Liv been up to, like, the last few months? Liv has been up to fuck all the last few months. Liv has been in a little depression, hibernation. It's taken me 6 weeks to get out of bed. I'm out of bed and I'm causing mayhem as much as I possibly fucking can. Amen. So roster.
Amen.
So roster updates for me is I'm still crushing on the neighborhood crush.
Obviously, he's gorgeous.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
So hot.
Tonight after a Prosecco, I finally got the balls to follow him on Instagram.
Yes, I've been telling her to do this for months. I'm like, slide in those DMs. What do you do? What are you waiting for?
The courage.
Yeah, fair.
So finally followed him on Instagram. And I think it's all because, like, my co-star, like, my daily horoscope thing has been telling me that I have, like, power and sex and love for, like, ages. And I finally, like, have had enough, like, consecutive days of you're a boss bitch as per my horoscope to be like, oh, I can get away with doing this sort of shit. I forgot. So yeah. Followed neighborhood crush on Instagram. Haven't really seen or spoken to him at all in the time that we last recorded. There was an awkward thing with the cardigan. But
oh yeah,
we're both wearing colorful. Yeah, we're both. I ran into him. We're both wearing colorful cardigans, and he was like, "Oh, you got the memo?" And I was like, "Uh huh." I like got in my car and drove away, like a pathetic little weasel.
You're like, "What? What I can't are talk words?" To him.
I know. If somebody had asked me my name in that moment, I wouldn't have been able to answer.
Yeah.
Aww. But yeah, so I'm really pathetic with that. So that's interesting. Surprise to no one. It's going absolutely fucking nowhere. But still crushing, still following that. And the only thing I've done is follow him on Instagram. That literally just happened like an hour ago.
Look, we're taking it else? Slow and steady. That's okay. It's okay because she's got, oh, boy, does she have others on the horizon. We're talking full roster for Liv. Full roster. Go on, Liv. Tell him.
So, I...
Are you okay?
Matched... Yeah, no, I've forgotten the code name for, like, the guy that friend-zoned me a few weeks ago.
Yeah, okay.
What was the code name? I went for a date and I wasn't sure if it was a date or if I was in the friend zone, and I was very much in the friend zone because then he called me Livy like the next day and I was like, oh, that is friend zoned.
Yeah.
I can't remember the nickname.
Let's just do a new one. What do you want to nickname him?
I don't know. Was like my little school bus crush. He was like my little school bus crush from back when. Was that the nickname that I gave him?
That sounds familiar. That definitely might have been his nickname. School bus crush. I like that.
Yeah. So I liked him when I was in year 7 and stuff like that. And he was just too old to go out with in school. And then we grew up and we were never single at the same time. But yeah, so now we're both single at the same time and I think I'm being friend zoned. But so we have like a date, like a dinner thing tomorrow night, which I'm pretty sure is just like a friend zone thing again. But I'm like so delusional. I'm like, no, this time.
No, because this came about, you're missing a crucial point here. This came about. Go on.
He sent me a rose on Hinge.
Which everyone knows means marriage. So
it's basically a proposal.
Exactly.
I know. It's so funny. He sent me a rose on Hinge and I was like, that's a waste of a rose, you absolute idiot. And he was like, never a waste on you. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, but great. Wait, it's so great. Cute though, because you said he used to call you Rose, as in Rose from 2 and a Half Men.
Yes.
So cute.
Do you know who Rose on 2 and a Half Men was?
Yeah, the crazy stalker neighbor. Love her.
Yes, that's what he called me in, when we were teenagers.
I think it's romantic. Because
I lived down the road from him, and to like do anything to like leave my street, I had to walk past his house. And so he called me Rose because he was like, you're always stalking me.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's not romantic. He was like gently bullying me.
I think gentle bullying is romance. I'm here for it.
It's a sign of love.
I'm so here for it.
It's definitely a little sign of affection, but yeah, no, it's not really. It's a term of endearment, but I wouldn't say that it's necessarily love.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so we've got like dinner spa night planned tomorrow.
Oh.
Except Mr. Athlete or the athlete or whatever I called him.
The athlete, yeah.
The athlete. So Lucy, I haven't told you this.
I know, but your mum has.
Oh, no, I haven't told you this. I haven't told my mum this. There's a reason why.
Oh.
The athletes. Yes.
He's back for a reason. Okay, why? What happened? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. Well, I kind of did something.
Okay.
So I went to the gym this afternoon, and you know this because I was speaking to you before I went into the gym this afternoon.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, there's an NRL footy team training at the gym.
Stop. What a day.
And I'm like, I know. And I was like, great, cool. Like, me with my gym anxiety. But lo and behold, who do I see but the celibate dude?
Shut the fuck up. My celibate dude. My celibate dude.
Your celibate dude. Your celibate dude.
Shut the fuck up. Did he recognize you?
No, I've got like brown hair and shit now.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, my
and
God.
And I was like hiding. Yes. So I was like looking at all these like huge big footy players and I was like, I want to talk to my big huge footy player. So then I messaged Mr. Athlete and that's how this came back to me.
Okay. Well, I'm here for that. What did you message him? What are you up to?
Well, so because he's English, like something came on Lad Bible about like the district that he's from. So I sent it to him and I was like, oh yeah, like that sounds like whatever shit in it. And he was like, yeah, what are you up to? I was like, not a lot. What are you up to? He's like, what are you doing tomorrow night? I'm like,
okay.
I got plans, but I could rearrange.
Okay. So do you think you're going to see Athlete tomorrow and then reschedule school bus crash or?
I think. think so. I think I might like stick with like school bus crush and see what the athlete's doing on Thursday.
Nice. Yes, my but girl. Then
I was supposed to have another. So I had a date on Sunday night with a Scottish guy.
Yeah, very cute.
He was lovely. Very cute. So I'm meant to have another date with him this week as well. So I'm just like dating. Like I'm out of the gate.
I'm like obsessed with this. But I was saying to Liv, like, I feel like you're in such a good like space now because you've had time to like be by yourself, figure shit out. Like, you know what you want. You're not doing that thing that you always do of like trying to like put other people's needs before your own. We're not mm-hmm. looking for another project. We're just looking for who is going to make like a nice addition to Liv's life. And I think mm-hmm. because you're like in that like space of power at the moment, like the dudes be a flocking. I'm obsessed.
It's literally just all this week. Cause like I wasn't doing anything last week. I don't know. I think I've just got like a little bit of my I feel like I've got a little like thimble full of my mojo back this week. So we're rolling with it. We're leaning into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, if it's like nothing else but fun and just like getting you out there again and kind of like ridding yourself of that like dating anxiety, because I feel like when you stop dating for a while, then like that first date to get back out there again, especially when you don't know them, like if it's from an app or something, it's so fucking daunting. Like it's hard work. You don't think?
No. So I haven't been on like a date since London.
Yeah.
And then I've pretty much barely left the house since. But I had like my first like date with the Scottish guy on Sunday, who I didn't know before. I just met him on Hinge.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just felt like really cool and like easy breezy and just like, hey, going for dinner and drinks, like no big deal.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, and then he was like, he was obviously like a little bit nervous, which was cute and like endearing and stuff. So yeah. I was like, oh, like okay, like this is, it's just nice and like easy and relaxing.
Yeah. Not stressful.
But, yeah, I think also because I've made the decision. Okay, this is news for the listeners. I've made the decision to freeze my eggs towards the end of the year.
Yay! So,
yay! So, not because of the assholes on Instagram that have been warning me via anonymous Q&As for the last year, telling me that I'm getting old and stuff like that. Not because of those dickheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? But, like, just because I want to live my life without the pressure and, like, hold on, there's a loud car coming past. Fuckwits. Who drives through a quiet neighborhood with a loud car like that? They're such fuckwits.
People with tiny penises.
Oh, they've got such tiny penises. But yeah, no. So not freezing my eggs because of like assholes on Instagram telling me that I'm getting old. Freezing my eggs so that I can like live my life and date without the pressure of like clocks are ticking, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. And I would just like, it's expensive, it's painful, it messes up, like it messes with your body so much.
Yeah.
But it's like, I will do it just to not like freak myself out later and settle for somebody that's not worthy.
Exactly. It takes like the pressure off like dating, mm-hmm. wasting your time dating people that are not going to be the end goal. You're just like, it stops you like panicking about any of the time frames. Yeah. I think it's a beautiful idea. I'm so here for it. And that it's on your terms so that you can make choices in your life that you want to do. Do you want to share what else you're doing with your life or no?
Yes. Are you talking about education?
Yeah, I am, because I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. So I am going back to uni in a week's time.
Boop, boop.
So I have swapped, for those of you who don't know, I was studying to be a teacher. And then with the whole storyline for maths and me being involved in revenge porn, that made any sort of teaching career very, very, very highly unlikely. And then with my teaching career pretty much dead, I then went and started OnlyFans, which has definitely killed my teaching career. So I've swapped from a Bachelor of Education to a Bachelor of Arts. And then with that, I'm going to finish my Bachelor of Arts this time next year with a major in English. And then I'll probably continue on to do a master's after that. But I don't want to like put out publicly what I want to do with a master's because I'm just like I'm not sure yet. But
yeah,
that's me. So we're studying, we're working. I'm about to relaunch my OnlyFans. So we're coming out guns blazing after literally being hiding in bed for 2 months.
You know what though? Like you fucking need that. Like you needed that mental health time to just get yourself mm-hmm. straight and feeling good again. And look how much mm-hmm. motivation and positivity that's brought back into your life. Like it's amazing.
I tell you what it is though. I stopped vaping.
Oh yeah, I don't know how you did that.
And like, I started vaping when we moved to Sydney because I was like, oh yeah, like I just want to like go out and party. And I literally like bought one vape and then that was it. I was like fully hooked and addicted. And I think like I've put on so much weight. Like I was feeling so depressed. I was barely sleeping like at night. Like I was up till like 3-4 a.m. most nights.
Mm.
And it was the fucking vape and like the nicotine keeping me up. And I know that's like a no-brainer, but I just like could not fucking stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've stopped. I've started getting like decent night sleep, and now I'm like, oh wow, like life is good again.
Yeah, amazing. No, and you look so good.
It sounds so, thank you. But it sounds so stupid because I've, you know, like working in schools and stuff. I'm like, these kids and their fucking vape, that's so stupid. And then like I just fell into it and I'm like, oh my God, like just no self-control.
I mean, it's easy to do though. Like when you have a drink and like everyone does it, like it's just, mm-hmm. it's one of those things like.
Oh, I'm life. Just not made. I'm not cut out for it. Like, and like I used to smoke when I was younger, so I used to like smoke cigarettes, and never had a problem quitting. Like, never really like craved one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vape was just like it was something else. It was like wake up in a panic. Like, where's my vape? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like crack. I'd imagine. Oh, I don't know.
Mate. Mate. I just, it just like, it sounds so stupid, but I was just like, I think it like really, really, really put me on like a bad spiral.
Mm-hmm. Like one anyway, thing so feeds into another, and like as soon as your sleep's fucked, it fucks everything.
Exactly. So we are home. We're saving money. We're going back to uni. We're relaunching OnlyFans. We're back on the dating scene. We're back in the gym. We're not vaping. We're not drinking. We are on a roll.
Fuck me. So I'm still a disaster.
Okay. I feel like we need like a drum roll, like da 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 da. So that's been 20 minutes of my bullshit. Lucy, please give the people what they want.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, do you know what's funny? I actually also have I haven't really been drinking either. I maybe have like a beer or a glass of wine every now and then. But I think I might be in a healthy relationship, guys. It's wild, but I think it happened.
As in you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend and we're very much in love. It's crazy. Look, it's gone very quickly, but it also doesn't feel like it.
No. Well, it's what? You guys met in April, so May, June.
End of March.
Okay, so April, May, June, July. So you guys have known each other for like 3.5 months.
Yeah, but we say that we've been together since, I think we say the 22nd of May was when I came back and we kind of decided to reset. So that's Beth, like our anniversary. After everything.
That's a good one. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Look, it's just been like beautiful. Like, honestly, I came back with the intention of being like, okay, this is just going to be fun. Like, I don't know if I can trust this person. Let's just have a fun summer with the Italian stallion and see what the fuck happens. But like, realistically, not holding out much hope. I mean, we were still talking a lot, like as friends, and we would like flirt and stuff. And he kept saying he wanted to be with me, but I wasn't really taking that very seriously. And then when I came back, I was like, yeah, we're just going to have fun and see how it goes. And every time like something really cute would happen, or we'd have like a really adorable moment together, he would just be like, this is not just fun. Look at this. Look at us. He's like, this is special.
Amore, it's not just fun. Take me serious.
Yeah, he was like, how can you not be serious, amore? So, yeah, but I just thought, like, a lot of things, there were, like, a lot of reservations I had. One, that he's going to cheat on me and break my heart. Two, that we are from very different cultures and have a lot of cultural differences in that regard, more than I thought, actually. But I don't, like, I can't even explain. It's just been so beautiful. And even the disagreements or the clashes in maybe like, not necessarily beliefs, because I think we're both very open-minded and like receptive of each other's views and stuff. But just like inherently, like what we were brought up with and what we have been surrounded by our whole lives and stuff, so different. And it's like everything that we come up against in that regard is just like, I don't know, we're just like able to deal with in like a very nice way. Like, we had one argument because he thought I broke up with him because I was going crazy and I asked for some space. And this
was this the other weekend?
Yeah. So this was after we had an argument.
I'm sorry. No, it's not funny, but it is.
It's hilarious to think of now. So we had an argument over the Trump versus Biden debate. And I also, to preface, had been messing with my mental health medication. So I didn't realize how much it was affecting me. would not recommend, guys. You are given a prescription and a dose for a reason. Don't try and hoard it. Don't try and skip it and think you'll be fine. Yeah. Lost my fucking mind. Like, I was absolutely manic.
I'm not gonna lie to you, you did.
Yeah, like for a full 24 hours, I was like screaming, then crying, then just trying to like sabotage everything in my life. And just lost my shit, and then was angry at him for not reading my mind.
Yes,
obviously.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so I was like going nuts, and I was like, look, I need space. In my head I was like, I need you to help me. Please don't leave me.
I need you to stroke my hair and tell me that I'm pretty. Like, how didn't he get that?
Exactly. So he was like, well, fuck you then, I'll leave. And I was like, no. So that happened. And then I don't know, like, even by that night, we'd kind of resolved it and he understood more. He didn't know that I hadn't been taking all my medication. He thought I genuinely wanted to break up with him because of this discussion we had about Biden and Trump.
So dumb.
And And yeah, and look, we didn't even really get into it because he was like, my love, I can't even watch the debate. I don't understand a fucking word. He was like, I really, I don't know what we argue about. And I was like, you should know.
Lucy, I feel like at this point, you hadn't even watched the debate.
I hadn't. And then you were like, have you even watched the full thing? I was like, no, but I've seen clips on Instagram. And I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to go watch it. But then that made me more angry. So then I was like, angry about that and angry at him. Like, it was just chaos. It was chaos.
Here's me just fanning the flame.
Yeah, literally.
You can always guarantee that no matter how fucking crazy you're being, I will always have your back.
Yeah, 100%. She will.
I'm there like, yes, Luce. For better or for worse, I'm there like, you're totally valid in all your feelings right now, even if you're going off at your Italian boyfriend for not really knowing anything about American politics.
Funny though is like, even you at one point were like, because I was like, oh, I don't know if this is like how I feel or this is my medication, and you were like, do you think it could be your medication? I was like, no, it's probably not. And you were like, okay, yeah.
In my brain I was like, it's definitely her medication.
Yeah. Just nuts. But
like, are you sure you just shouldn't start taking your medication as it's prescribed?
Yeah.
And then reevaluate how you're feeling, Luce?
Yeah, definitely wise. And yeah, now I know. Now I know. But
oh, don't worry, you'll forget again one day.
Yeah, and then it'll be chaos again, but at least you'll be prepared.
Yep. 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 This podcast episode will serve as like a little diary entry as to like, before we make any rash decisions, before we have any tantrums, should we just check that we are medicated?
Yeah. Are we quite well?
Prescribed? Yeah. Are we well? Are we well? No. Unwell. But at least we're having fun.
Exactly. Every damn day. But yeah, look, that was the biggest, and that was like the worst. That I think that was... It was also a really good lesson for me in that when I get like that, or even when I am medicated, but like my anxiety takes hold, I do just like try to run. So I'll like try and push people away. I'll try and self-sabotage, or I'll try and like literally run away from the situation. And I think that was just like a big lesson for me in that I really don't want to do that with him. And yeah, I just think there's like a lot of things about our relationship where I'm like, you are making me be the person I've always wanted to be. And it's most of the time, not even in a conscious way. It's like, he is like treating me how I've always wanted to be treated. He is like supportive, even sometimes just like in a silent way, and like I feel so comfortable and not scared to just be myself, like completely. And yeah, and I don't know, it makes me like try to communicate better. It makes me make more of an effort to show up for him, because I don't know, I've always been in quite imbalanced relationships. And I think when I lived with an ex who was abusive and a narcissist and those sorts of things, I would wife the shit out of him, and I would do everything for him, support him in like every way possible. And to be honest, I never got any of that back in a real way. And not that you should do things to receive things, but I think in the long run, that just leads to resentment, because you end up like pushing yourself further and further down and just molding yourself into a life with this person that is all about this other person.
Well, it's imbalanced.
Yeah, it's imbalanced, and it's, I don't know, it just makes you more unhappy in the long run. Whereas, like, now I'm like, what can I do for him? Because he does everything for me. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do things to help support him in his day or his work week or whatever. Because, because I want to. Because I'm not resentful of it, because I'm just so grateful for everything and all the ways he shows up for me.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's about looking after each other and not like one person looking after the other.
Yeah.
It's got to be both ways, which it is. But I'm having the best time watching your relationship from afar.
Yeah.
It's just the shit that happens is just so funny. Like, he does all the cooking and the cleaning and stuff. And you messaged me the other day being like, I think I should do his laundry because he's done all the cooking and the cleaning and, like, he's done all this stuff for me. But I feel like a bad feminist if I do his laundry.
It's true. Like, so, okay, no, I've taken over laundry now. I do laundry. I don't really cook
because
for him.
Because you guys are pretty much living together, right, Luz?
Yeah, so we haven't ever not been living together since I came back, so it's been
there,
like,
we go. So
yeah,
you're staying at my mum's place. Yeah,
yeah. And your mum is here right now and she's obsessed. She's giving me like relationship advice.
Listen to her. Sandy Fraser knows what she's talking about.
She knows what's up. And she also was like, through the whole shitstorm of when we were fighting and I was back in England and I was like to you, like, there's no fucking way I'd ever go back to this dude, what a dickhead, like, I would never trust him. And your mum the whole time, for a start, thought it was funny.
she was the one that never gave up on him.
Never. She was like, you just need to go back there. Like, I'm telling you, you just need to go back there. And she was saying that to him this morning. We were having coffee in the park and she was just like, I told Lucy she just had to come back to Ostoonie and see you because you two are so good together. And I was like, and he was like, oh, thank
you've
you.
You've got to trust it. Sandy Fraser, a little bit, she doesn't do anything to help it, but she is psychic, whether she believes it or not.
Look, she really is. But
she's crazy like that.
She just knows what's up and she... I think she sees like all these beautiful parts of our relationship in like day to day. And she's just like, that's really special. And yeah, I don't know. I've never felt like this before.
She's in love.
I am. Like, I mean, real love.
Stella.
So, the doggy.
I just shouted like, she's in love. And Stella's just started barking.
She's like, with me?
With me?
Not always. Always.
Not with you. There's Bertie and Stella, the little cow.
Little cow.
Anyway, so Liz's in love with her Italian stallion.
Yeah.
Does he need a better nickname now, or is that it?
I think he can just be Italian stallion.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's gone from, what was he? He was the Italian prick, and now the Italian stallion.
Yeah, I think he was the Italian
she gets
prick,
upgraded.
The Italian, and then the Italian stallion. So we'll just go with that.
Okay.
But he was like today, he was like, oh, I don't think I need a code name anymore. I was like, I think you do.
I'm gagging for the hard launch on Instagram.
I know. Look, I'm kind of ready. He's the one who's saying maybe let's wait a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think because obviously his
ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I think like he was like, I don't have anything to prove. Like, I don't want to rub anyone's face in anything. Like, I think it just needs a little more time because he knows what he did was wrong. And he was like, and I don't want to make anyone feel worse than they already do, you know? And I was like, yeah, fair. I get it.
That is absolutely fair. I completely respect that.
Yeah, me too. And...
But in the meantime, I'll be the one gagging for a hard launch.
I know. Yeah, but It is fucking daunting though. As soon as you post someone on Instagram or something, that's it. Like, it has to work. Otherwise, you look like a fucking idiot.
Oi, I'm mark my words. I'm not posting anyone on Instagram in like a couple thing until there's a ring on my finger.
Honestly, fair. That's not a
like
bad
I said
show.
That last year when I met the Scotsman.
Oh yeah.
Like the dickhead that had that fucking pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, he was like he sort of like alluded to like wanting to post together and stuff, and I was like, nope, like I'm not posting someone ever again till like I'm engaged.
Yeah, so fair.
Like, absolutely fucking not. So,
I am
when I.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Oh no, there's two things that come when I get engaged.
I was gonna say that's exactly what I was gonna say. What's the other thing? What's the other thing, Liv? Because I've stolen it. I've stolen this one now as well.
You're using my excuse.
Yeah.
So I've never done anal sex. I tried with my ex-husband once.
Oh yeah.
But was like, nah, can't relax, not doing it. Like, hell fucking no.
Fair.
And the reason I only tried with my ex-husband was because, like, my whole thing, my whole story, not story, but, like, excuse is, like, I will give up the ring when I get a ring.
Amen.
As in.
It's, like, the best thing I've ever learned from you. I'm, like, I'm stealing that.
As in, like, I need an engagement ring before I give you my butthole, because I have no interest in doing anal sex. I have no, like, it's just not, it doesn't turn me on, it just gives me anxiety. Yeah. I can never honestly see the day that I relax enough to do it, but if I have a big fat engagement ring on my finger, then I will try.
It will help.
But, like, until that day, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah.
And so... But, like, and it was, like, I was always pretty, like free with who I posted on Instagram in, like, a boyfriend capacity. Like, I've posted, I think the last boy that I posted that was in, like a dating capacity was the British filmmaker that I dated after Jackson.
Mm.
But, and, like, I didn't really care because I was, like, whatever. Like, we were getting, like, paparazzi'd and shit anyway. So
I was going to say it was already out there in the media. So it was a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a given.
But, like, have, like, never posted, like, a boyfriend thing again.
Yeah.
I posted eyebrows a few times, but that was, like, when we were hanging out as mates.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll post, like, dude friends, but I'll never post a boyfriend situation until there's like a ring on my fucking finger. And you guys can best believe that when there is a ring on my finger, I will at least be giving anal sex a go.
Yeah, fair. I mean, okay, people so are gonna, like my
people are gonna like comment that on my engagement post one day.
Is she ready? Buckle up.
She's giving a ring for getting a ring.
Do you know what? The thing is, my, unfortunately, my asshole has already lost its virginity. However, I'm giving it like born again virgin status because I too mm-hmm. was like, I don't hate it, but I could really take or leave it. And I don't necessarily enjoy it. Like, I didn't even really mm-hmm. like a finger up there. Like, what are you like, just like testing the fucking bathwater with your little finger up there. Like, no, I don't enjoy it.
It feels like a poo is going back in, if I'm honest.
It just remember makes me think about pooing.
Remember my asshole did get fingered on a boat?
I do remember this, yes.
Thank God there were some substances going on there, because otherwise I really would have been like, did I just poo myself in reverse? I was too inebriated to really give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, that honestly, that's like the riskiest time to do it though.
I was in a white dress as well.
Oh my God. She's brave.
On a fucking boat.
That's my brave girl.
It wasn't
girl.
Even a boat. It was a VIP section at like some exclusive fucking club bar thing.
Oh my girl, classy. She classy, my boo.
She's disgusting. Okay, so you are holding out on the bum sex.
I'm holding out
the Italian stallion.
Yeah, a ring for a ring. He keeps asking. I keep saying no.
No, he needs the incentive. He needs the incentive.
Exactly. And yeah. But we have like talked about a lot about future stuff. And yeah, I'm like, I don't know, I can see it. I don't know. I don't want to get too excited, but I'm just really happy with him, and every day is fun and everything is beautiful, and yeah, I love life with him. Like,
it's beautiful. I'm just like sitting here like looking at you all starry-eyed, because I'm like, we went from like fucking feral summer, Mr. Yeah. Wants a Wife, celibate dude, like getting strep throat from some fucking dirty dick, to like, you're in love with your Italian stallion, living in southern Italy, planning on your marriage and babies. Like, what a turnaround.
I know. 6 months. What the fuck? I know. And like, he finishes his work contract here in October. And basically we're already planning the next move of where he wants to go. And obviously I said I will like follow him, but he wants to go somewhere I want to go to. So yeah, it's just beautiful. And like, he's very supportive of whatever I want to do. Like, I think yeah. I was quite like scared that he was, the way he was raised, and maybe his beliefs would be that, you know, I would just stay home, raise a family, and he would like support us or whatever. And don't get me wrong, like, he did say like he's happy for that, because mm-hmm. that was how he was raised, and he had a beautiful life and a beautiful upbringing. But he was like, at the end of the day, I just want you to do whatever makes you happy. So he was like, if you want to be creative but not bring in the money for the family and support, like looking after the kids and the house and stuff, he's like, I'm happy for you to do that. He's like, but I'm also happy for you to work and do whatever you want, and we'll be near to either of our families to help with like childcare and stuff. Like, I can't even believe that this is already planned out.
He's so beautiful.
I know. And he was like, or like, we have like a couple business ideas that we'd like to do together. So not OnlyFans. Although he was just like, my love, we could get a GoPro and some masks and do the Pornhub. I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Isn't that like one of the things that you liked about him the most? Because he was wearing like a fake taxi.
Yeah, mask Cap. Over COVID. No, it was a mask through COVID. It was like a fake taxi, which is like a Pornhub channel. And I was like, oh my God, this boy is nasty. I like it. wait, this is a good point though. I would actually like to discuss this with you and the pod. Because sometimes he's like, he thinks it's hot if we watched like porn together.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, I don't know. But then also he was like sometimes when you give me a blowjob, like, can we watch porn while you give me a blowjob? And I was like, no, because I am the porn, you know?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, maybe I should try it. I don't know.
No, not all the time, but like, yeah, occasionally, yeah, it's cool.
Okay. I was giving
him, I didn't see a problem with it.
Yeah. I was giving him a blowjob the other day and he started vaping. And I was like, I just heard the vape. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he was like, my love, I am staying in the relax. Yeah, I was like, okay, fair enough.
The shit that comes out of his mouth is just like so entertaining. And now that my mum's there with you, she's like reporting back to me like the funny shit that you two say to each other.
It's so funny. Like last night, because she just got her pool filled, So last night mm-hmm. I was like, oh, let's go have a dip in the pool before bed. But because it hadn't been full all day, so the sun hadn't been on the water, so the water was like cold, but it was still like a beautiful temperature outside. So it was still like refreshing and nice. So I like get in the pool. He like dips his toe in and he's like, no fucking way. Mamma mia. Oh my God. Jesus Christo. And then I was just like, are you kidding? And he was like, are you kidding? You're crazy. Like, like would not get in the water, and he was just like, my love, we are from the different habitat. This is ridiculous.
Different habitat.
Yeah. He was like, just because you are from the England and it is cold all the time, he was like, I am used to the warm, I like the hot.
Like, oh my God.
we went for dinner a few weeks ago, and it was like an open terrace, and it was a really windy night, to be fair, but it wasn't cold, it was just windy. And then after that, he got sick and he had bronchitis. And he says that it's my fault for taking him for dinner there because he got bronchitis from dinner in the wind. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I was like, it has nothing to do with the fact that you work all the time and your sleep schedule is fucked, but okay, whatever, it's my fault. And last night, I was like, kept trying to make him get in the pool, and he was just like, my love, for the last time, I take the bronchita from a bit of wind. He was like, you think I'm going to get in this pool? I was just like, oh my God. Like, I was pissing myself. And he was like, I'm not making a funny. I had no joke with you. I was like, I know you're not joking. That's why it's so fucking funny.
Honestly. Oh my God. Okay. So then how is your Italian going, considering he's doing his best with English for you?
Look, no
bene,
no so much bene. I'm trying though. I'm making a real effort now because he was on the phone to his mum the other day, and she said, like, tell Lucy we want to, or was it his dad? I don't even know, but basically he said, like, tell Lucy we want to meet her, we wanted to, like, come. And he was like, yeah, but she doesn't speak Italian. And they were like, oh, we don't care, we just want to, like, meet her. And then his mum said, you need to learn Italian. And I was just like, fuck, okay, I need to make them love me. I need to speak Italian. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because they don't speak English at all. So I'm making more of an effort now. I'm, like, spending more time on Duolingo. And yesterday he had a day off, so we went on like a little trip, and I was trying to explain to him something about like the heels in my shoes, and I don't know why, but I just started saying it in Italian, and I just like kept going for as long as I could, and he was just like, wow, he was like, my love, honestly, he was like, that was absolutely right. And I was like,
yes.
So so yeah, I'm trying. I need to step it up because, like, sometimes he comes out with words in English and I'm like, where the fuck did you learn that? Like last night he was just like, I know, my love, I am such a paradox. I was like, excuse me. Like, where do you get these things from?
Mate, I was almost an English teacher and I still couldn't tell you what a fucking paradox means.
Do you know what I mean? I was just like, what on earth?
I could, but I'm like, think about it.
I was like, where did you learn this? I don't know, but it's really sweet. And
we love it.
Lots of beautiful things hopefully happening. And yeah, I think I've like gotten rid of that relationship anxiety now. Like,
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not like scared to be open and like vulnerable with him because
mm-hmm.
when I've like pushed myself to do it, it's brought out these like really beautiful moments. And like,
mm-hmm.
we've like shared things with each other and he's like told me things and he's like, I've never in my life told anyone this. And like, I don't know, it's beautiful and it feels special.
He's your best friend. It's beautiful.
You might be my person. Yeah, it's
yeah, I think it's all very, it's a very, very, very important relationship, no matter what it is.
Exactly. And time will tell. We'll see what happens. But yeah, for now, it's really special.
For now, very in love.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah.
Having lots of sex, which is the main thing.
Thank God. Thank God. Okay, my love. So, to wrap up. So Lucy's in love.
Yeah.
Having lots of sex, living in southern Italy.
Yeah.
With her beautiful Italian stallion. I'm on the bounce back, dating, going back to uni, doing all sorts of shit. Season 2, Live and Lose podcast. I think it's going to be very, very different to season 1.
Yeah. It's going to be different, but I think there are still so many stories to tell. There are so many topics I think we both want to cover on this season absolutely. As well. And I think this will all bring out like different levels to the girls' chat.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I'm excited. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I think it's just like a beautiful different phase for both of us.
Yeah. And I think it's great like that we've taken a break. We've come back with season 2. It's same old shit, but in a totally different way.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, my love. Okay, guys, you know where to download, subscribe, please rate 5 stars. Anything else?
I think, are we just back to regular programming now, shall we say?
Yeah, we'll be doing our best for regular episodes as per usual, team.
Yeah, Wednesday 9 a.m. We're gonna stick with it. We're gonna get mm-hmm. the tea to you. So yeah, please mm-hmm. like, subscribe, leave us nice comments, send us messages of things you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're back, baby.
We're back, baby. Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.